This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hageani. The Union Cabinet has approved the employment-linked incentive scheme to generate employment and provide social security across all sectors, with special focus on the manufacturing sector. Briefing media about the Cabinet decisions in New Delhi today. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw informed that the Union Cabinet has also cleared the Research, Development and Innovation Scheme with a corpus of 1 lakh crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnaw added that the National Sports Policy 2025 has also been approved to transform the country's sporting landscape and empower citizens with sporting activities. During the briefing, Mr. Vaishnaw stated that the Union Cabinet has also given its nod for the construction of a four-lane Paramakudi-Ramanathapuram section in Tamil Nadu with a cost of 1,853 crore rupees. India is celebrating 10 years of the Digital India program launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015. The initiative aimed to use technology to improve governance and make everyday life easier for all citizens. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that today is a historic day as the nation marks a decade of Digital India. The Prime Minister said India has made great strides in digital payments, powered by the collective resolve of 140 crore Indians. He also noted that sectors like health and education have seen significant benefits from this digital transformation. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has congratulated the State Bank of India on completing 70 years of service today. In a social media post, Ms. Sitharaman pointed out that with over 23,000 branches, 78,000 customer service points and 64,000 ATMs, SBI's footprint today is formidable and it is truly the banker to every Indian. She added that the digital transformation it has achieved in the last decade has been immensely beneficial to its customers. The finance minister additionally highlighted the bank's impact in nation building. The Swachh Sarvekshan Grameen SSG 2025, a nationwide rural sanitation survey by the Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation in the country, was launched on May 29 this year. It is India's largest rural sanitation survey with the aim to assess and reinforce the outcomes of Swachh Bharat Mission Grameen Phase 2 in all the state and union territories. A key component of this assessment is citizen feedback, which is being collected through a dedicated citizen feedback mobile application. People can download the Swachh Sarvekshan Grameen apps on their phones and participate in it. In a swift and targeted operation, the Nahalagan police team led by Inspector Krishnendu Dev yesterday apprehended one person from them site Nahalagan for consuming suspected narcotic substances. Accordingly, a case has been registered at Nahalagan police station under the NDPS Act and the accused has been taken into custody for further legal action. In the meantime, Superintendent of Police Dr. Nilam Nega has appealed to the general public to remain vigilant and support the police in the fight against narcotics to ensure a safer and drug-free society. Cargo Hari from Zero has clinched gold at the World Cup Powerlifting Championship held in Moscow on Sunday. In response to this achievement, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post has congratulated Hari on winning a gold medal in the World Cup, thus bringing laurels to the country. Khandu further wished him continued success and glory in the journey ahead. Additional Deputy Commissioner of Pangin, Gamtum Padu, inaugurated the Udyami Panjikaran Mela at Boleng yesterday. The Mela, organized by the Block Mission Management Unit Boleng under the Arunachal State Rural Livelihoods Mission, is aimed at empowering self-help groups and local entrepreneurs through formal registration and exposure. In total, 63 SHG products were registered by community resource persons for enterprise promotion. The Arunachal Pradesh University Pasighat celebrated its third Foundation Day today. While addressing the gathering, Vice Chancellor Professor Tomo Ruba emphasized the importance of academic excellence and teamwork for the growth of the university. The APU Pasighat is the lone state university of Arunachal Pradesh established under the Arunachal Pradesh University Act 2012. A two-day district-level monitoring committee meeting concluded successfully at the conference hall of the Deputy Commissioner's Office Tawang today. Over the course of 2 days, the program's progress of various centrally sponsored schemes, state-funded programs, and the Prime Minister and Chief Minister flagship initiatives were reviewed. The meeting provided a platform for interdepartmental coordination, sharing of best practices, and redressal of issues related to project implementation. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.